98.1 KZE. It's MK. It's a couple minutes after four on your Tuesday afternoon, and I am so delighted to welcome to the studio for not the first time, but the first time in a long time, Miles Mancuso. Hello.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. Welcome back to the Hudson Valley.
Thank you. It's great to be back. Yeah.
For the uninitiated, Miles is a great guitar player who's been playing in this area since you were a kid, really, right?
Yes, yeah, like 9 or 10 years old, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think when I first heard of you, you were still like 15, 16.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And now you're...
27.
79.
No. Getting there.
Yeah, yeah. So you've been away for a few years.
Yes.
Will you tell us kind of the story of the last few years of your life?
Well, I was I moved to Nashville after I was here. And I was there for a few years. And then when COVID happened, I had some friends that I knew in Key West, and they were telling me that I should go there because that was one of the only places that you could work during the pandemic, well, in the state of Florida.
Yeah.
And I didn't really want to be on the mainland of Florida.
GY.
yeah, exactly. So Key West was a great spot, and they had a great music scene and small town vibe. And so I spent, you know, the last 3 years there pretty much. And then, you know, if I felt like if I wanted to do anything to further my career, I should probably be on the mainland. Mm-hmm. So I came back here.
Yeah. Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
And you put together a record, which
yes.
Is the Nashville Sessions. So was this a record that you put together over your time in Nashville?
No, I recorded this after I moved out of Key West because I met a guitar player, Brent Mason, in Key West, and he's one of the most recorded guitar players of all time.
Really?
Yeah, he recorded on Shania Twain stuff, George Strait, It's 5 o'clock Somewhere. Boot Scootin' Boogie.
Damn.
So I was very lucky to meet him, and he enjoyed what I did, and he wanted to help me make this album. So it's basically me and him and one of his good friends, Shannon Forrest, who was the drummer for Toto for the last, I think, 6 or 7 years.
Awesome.
So it's just the three of us made that album. And it's only 7 songs because that's about all that I had the money to make
that's
happen.
Very real
with those guys. I'm very happy with the way that it came out. I'm glad that he took a liking in what I'm doing and helped me make it. You know, so
yeah. Well, I'm super excited to premiere a couple of these tracks.
Thank
right?
you. Yeah.
Is this the first time these have been on the radio?
Yeah, this is the first time that anyone's hearing them.
Awesome.
In a live setting. Yeah.
Well, this is an honor. Thanks for bringing it to KZE.
Thanks for doing it.
Let's play one of these tracks. Let me wake up my computer again. Here, come back. Come on. Come on back. Wake up. Here it is. All right. See, I got, which one do I have loaded here? We've got I Need Your Love. Do you want to set this one up for us?
Yeah, this is actually the first song that I wrote out of these group of songs that I wanted to put on there. And it's written about my girlfriend.
Right on. 98.1 KZE, Miles Mancuso from the new record dropping on Sunday, Nashville Sessions. Here's I Need Your Love.
They said to me, let's put over a guide into the backseat. Well, so full of confusion, so young and free. I leave you no better way. But you please so intervene to take my hand. And we'll drive away. And we'll find a way to the better day. Cause you know that time seems endless when you feel young. I need your love. Show me a better way. With more time goes by, less it slows down. Hold me as I ride into tomorrow. If I don't go today, the song's over. Let's make some memories to have in a home. Won't you take my hand and we'll drive away and we'll find a way. Your love to get me through the day. Don't leave me stranded.
98.1 KZE, Miles Mancuso, That's Brand New, I Need Your Love, comes from the Nashville Sessions dropping on Sunday, and that's all you except for the drums and the pedal steel.
Yes.
That is very impressive.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Yeah, so you got 7 songs like that on this record.
Yes.
Which are all you.
Yes, they're all me except for Shannon.
Yeah.
And the pedal steel player, Scott.
What was your songwriting process like for this? Was this a collection of songs that you wrote to go together, or just kind of songs you had in your pocket?
It was songs that I was writing over the course of my time in Key West, mostly the last year that I was in Key West. And I just wrote them on my acoustic guitar, not really knowing what I was going to do with any of these. And I still have so many more that I'm going to release as singles coming out in the next few months. But these are the ones that I picked that I thought were would go the best together as a group, you know?
Yeah.
It happened. So like a lot of these songs were written in like less than like, you know, 9 hours or something. I mean, they all came to me pretty quickly,
once you're in a groove, it just kind of comes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is, fortunate. Sometimes, you know, I have songs that don't really stick like that, and usually I don't really end up using those. But the ones that come fast are usually kind of good, you know, from my experience.
Yeah. I haven't heard the rest of it yet, but just based off that one sound, I can definitely hear the Nashville influence in there. Do you think your songwriting style has changed over the last couple of years, or developed, or are you just trying something new?
Yeah, I think it's definitely developed into something, because I was kind of going, when we first talked in 2018, I was kind of going in like a country direction, like a traditional country, and I would like, I love that style of music, but I also love, you know, soul music, and I love gospel music, and I love R&B.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking back to like the Inside Wants Out record, which was jammy and soul-y. And,
yeah, that was like fusion type sounding stuff. So I would like to incorporate the two worlds, you know. I don't even know if that's possible, but we're gonna see if people like it.
Give it the old college try. No, I think this sounds fantastic. I think it sounds supernatural for you. So
you.
Congratulations. Nashville Sessions is the new record from Miles Mancuso that's dropping on Sunday. I feel like that's a little bit of a rebel move. Don't you usually drop albums on Friday?
I guess I was just dropping it on October 1st, and I didn't really think about what day October 1st fell on, but yeah, maybe next release I'll start releasing them on Fridays.
I think stick to the Sundays. I always wonder why everybody was so in love with releasing on Fridays.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was a thing. Maybe I should do more research on when people release things.
I think you should stand out by not doing it on a Friday. And I agree, October 1st is a very auspicious date. I thought so. I got married on it. So.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, I'm fond of it.
So you thought it was important, yeah.
I did. Well, also the Saturday was available at the venue I wanted. Miles Mancuso is my guest on KZE, longtime Hudson Valley musician, now back in the Hudson Valley after many years away, and we're delighted to have you back.
Thank you for having me.
And I guess I'll just throw this out there for anybody who's listening, is you're kind of looking for a band, right?
Yeah, people that are down to play some original music and other music that's covers, but in an original way. So yeah.
Sweet. Yeah. So if you're listening and that's you, hit us up. We'll put you in touch. Let's play another song from the record. Tell us about The Little Things.
This is a little more of my pop country side of writing things. But I love what the pedal steel player Scott Sanders did on this. Even though he doesn't really have like a solo, he just adds some nice color to it. Yeah. And it's about, you know, enjoying the little things in life, even though things seem really tough sometimes, you know?
Yeah, this was a post-pandemic album, so.
Yeah.
98.1 KZE from the new one, The Nashville Sessions, Miles Mancuso, The Little Things.
Sometimes I try to fly, but my feet don't leave the ground. Nice and high, try not to cry, just to keep on going around. But I know when I hear a lonely sound, there's music notes, just a ghost. Summertime has just arrived down by the bay. I walk to work, this lonely town, it's another day.
another day, another dime, just to stick around. Something that I've done, you know, I ain't found. But the road's on, you gotta be strong. You can't always be the king, yeah. So don't. My song, I hear now on the endless road. But I know when I pull into wherever I go with my own crown from the soul town.
KZE, new music from Miles Mancuso. The Nashville Sessions is dropping on Sunday, this coming Sunday, October 1st. You better believe we're going to be playing those songs on KZE more. Those sound so good, man. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you for letting us world premiere them.
Thank you. Thanks for doing it for the first time. Yeah.
Yeah. Anytime. Where can we go to find out about your music and upcoming shows and all that good stuff?
Go to milesmancuso.com.
Fabulous. Miles, it's so good to see you, dude.
Thank you for having me in.
We got your community bulletin board right now and Stella up next here on KZE.